A staggering fact about Australians, a local boyfriend disappears, and a mate reveals he's lost track of his priorities in life.
Hey, it's Evie Bayman, and this is your Daily Batuta for Friday the 10th of March.
It's Friday afternoon. It's a lovely Friday afternoon up here in the Channel Country. I'm off to the RSL Club soon. Going to watch the first game of the NRL. Effie, you're down to that. What's that wine bar on the corner there, Daru Street?
Oh, I'm off to the Shifty Hen.
Yep.
And then I'm not going to be too rowdy tonight because
bullshit.
I have a blackout bottomless brunch tomorrow that I'm looking forward to.
I don't believe you.
Famous last words.
I don't believe you at all. I think you might be blacked out by the bottomless brunch, but you'll find a way to get back up and go again.
That's very true,
I like that. What have we got in terms of news?
Well, starting off, and a report has come out that 90% of Australians are unable to enjoy a Chinese meal without quoting that video.
That video, yes. A recent study into Asian Australian cuisine has found that up to 90% of Aussies are unable to enjoy a Chinese meal without quoting the video. And we're, of course, referring to the video of notorious dine and dasher called Charles Dosa, who descends into an outcry so theatrical you'd think he was a trained Shakespearean actor. Effie, do you want to give us a little sample of what it sounds like?
Get your hands off my penis!
So you know your judo well, Effie, yes. Although authentic dishes from China's various culinary regions can be enjoyed in many of Australia's capital cities, most people do tend to agree that regional RSL Chinese is its own thing and deserves to be celebrated for the inauthentic, sticky, savourable mess that it is. However, 1 in 10 of us are able to enjoy that experience without referring to our dinner as a succulent Chinese meal, complimenting a companion's judo skills, or proclaiming the manifestation of democracy. I will be enjoying a succulent Chinese meal too tonight, so I'll try and be one of the 10%.
And up next, a boyfriend actually on another planet right now.
Yeah, this is some breaking news from Batuta Plains with a local man known only as Jeff. Heading to outer space right now after getting one of those flash new PlayStation VR 2 sets. The news comes as no surprise to his girlfriend Beth, who is expecting to have a slightly reduced schedule of interaction with her current life partner this weekend. Beth explained to the Advocate that after banging on for months about getting the headset, Jeff was like a little kid in an arcade store after finally getting his hands on the new tech and a copy of No Man's Sky, which I believe is quite a popular game. She told us she's not expecting ground control to hear much from Major Jeff for the next few hours, other than things like, oh God, and him having interactions with other people. If you're not familiar with it, it's the headset goes on, takes you off to another planet.
And last one is, let's go camping this weekend, says mate who has lost track of what is and isn't fun.
Yeah, a friendship group has been left wondering if it's finally time to have a check-in on Shannon Matheson after he suggested to the group chat, let's go camping. Now, the group chat in question features 8 high school friends, all in their mid-30s now, who sparsely make loose plans to catch up for a drink, share the old baby photo, and make jokes about the last time they were all together 10 years ago. Now, it was during one lighthearted assertion that it's been too long since they'd all seen each other that Matheson took a bold and uncalculated leap of faith, suggesting they should spend a weekend of their life camping together, resulting in a chorus of very polite excuses, aka no fucking thanks. Quote of the day?
Yes, quote of the day comes from a nationwide Quote of the day is a nationwide trial for 4-day work week recommended by Landmark Inquiry. Green Senator Barbara Pocock, who chaired the inquiry, called on the government to seriously consider the ambitious reforms to boost the quality of life. She said, "We're seeing in the evidence improvements in productivity, a lot greater work and family balance, and really good outcomes in the workplace and at home in terms of relationships and putting your life and your job together."
She related to David, Barbara Pocock.
Oh, could be. I was thinking that.
I was just wondering if there was a typo in it, but no, I'm not familiar with Barbara's work. But no, she's a senator down there. Fucking oath, I back that. 4 days a week. As long as you get everything done. That's always the thing, isn't it? You get everything done.
Yeah, I think Clancy's been doing the 4-day work week for a while lately.
Yeah. I just got to ask, is that some variation of Toowoomba's I'm not familiar with, inquiry?
Am I saying it the wrong way?
Inquiry, right?
Oh.
Inquiry? I don't know. I don't mind inquiry. I actually quite think it sounds much nicer.
Inquiry. We need inquiry. Into this. Inquiry.
Sounds a bit like old English. I kind of don't mind that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just Friday, Arvo. Who knows? Anyway, enjoy your weekends, everybody. Talk to you soon.
See you later.